USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway tells NBC's Meet the Press there are a series of steps that need to be made to fix immigration issues.
Fix the asylum system so that those credible claims can be processed expeditiously and fairly. But we need everybody's help. Congress cannot turn a blind eye to that. I know that they're still obsessed with the 2016 campaign and investigating it. They need to be serious because the president in this country doesn't make the laws. He executes the laws.
Attorney General William Barr will release Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report within the next couple of days. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Fox News Sunday.
I don't think it is going to be damaging to the president because the entire purpose of the investigation was whether or not there was collusion. Mueller was crystal clear in the fact that there was no collusion.
Barr said at a House hearing last week that all the redactions will be color-coded to identify why any material was blacked out. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Yet another Democrat throws his hat in the ring for president.
My name is Pete Buttigieg. They call me Mayor Pete. I'm a proud son of South Bend, Indiana, and I am running for president of the United States.
The 37-year-old Afghanistan war veteran is the first openly gay nominee of a major presidential party. Some polls have shown him second or third in the crowded Democratic race, following Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. 2 years ago, Tiger Woods said he might never play golf again. Now he's won the Masters, his fifth green jacket.
And now we'd be honored if you would place the green jacket on Tiger for the fifth time.
Yeah, buddy.
Congratulations, Tiger.
Thank you,
so happy for
you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tiger shot a 270 for a one-stroke victory Sunday and his 15th major championship, just three back now from the legendary Jack Nicklaus. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
California Congressman and presidential candidate Eric Swalwell tells CNN's State of the Union President Trump has been acting on behalf of the Russians.
He stood on a stage and told the press, Russia, if you're listening, keep hacking. And every time he was confronted about it, he lied and lied. And it's not just that he acts on Russia's behalf. He also acts like Russia's leader. He attacks our free press. He acts in such a lawless way. So he acts on Russia's behalf. Acts like Russia. I think the American people deserve a leader who shares our values, not Russia.
And Congressman Jerry Nadler also appeared on CNN's State of the Union, saying Trump was not spied on in the 2016 elections.
We have reviewed the Inspector General's report and various findings over the last 2 years, and it's complete and total nonsense. The FBI followed procedure. They got a FISA warrant. They properly did it. And that is proper legal surveillance when they were concerned that the Russians were attempting to infiltrate an American political campaign.
Mazda is recalling more than 200,000 vehicles in the U.S. and Canada. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
Mazda says the windshield wipers on its Mazda 3 can fail. In documents filed with the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, it says the recall covers Mazda 3s from 2016 through 2018. The problem is metal deposits can cause a wiper relay to stick, which will prevent them from working, limiting the visibility of drivers, though there have been no reports of injuries because of the problem.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.